from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast, including Port Newark, are reopening after a tentative settlement was reached in a strike that closed ports this week. Dock workers back on the job today. 50,000 union members working from Maine to Texas, including New Jersey, walked off the job early Tuesday morning, but the two sides have agreed to extend the expired contract until January 15th. The strike had led to uncertainty about the movement of supplies as the nation heads into the holiday season. Federal prosecutors Thursday say two contractors involved in Newark's lead pipe replacement effort never replaced the pipes and tricked the city into thinking they did. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka was quick to clarify that the pipes not being replaced did not pose any risk to residents.
The great thing is that they were never exposed because the orthophosphate was working. And because the orthophosphate works, that means they were not exposed to lead. So people were not at any time in any danger.
He still says it was horrible that corners were cut like this and the scammers collected over $10 million from the city. According to prosecutors, JAS Group Enterprise CEO Michael Sawyer and foreman Latronia Sanders told crews to just polish the pipes and sent the city misleading progress photographs between 2020 and 2022. They're both charged with conspiracy to commit the fraud. Two dead whales have been found along the Jersey coast. According to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center in Brigantine, the first whale was found in the Lower Bay, Raritan Bay area yesterday. And then this morning, a dead 10 to 12 foot minke whale was found near Trenton Avenue in La Valette. A necropsy team has been assembled to try and determine a cause of death for the whales. It looks like New Jersey will once again record a significant decline in the number of drug overdose deaths year over year. Angelo Valente with the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says the state has safeguards in place to limit opioid prescriptions up front and on the back end. Accessibility to the opioid antidote keeps expanding.
Many other states have used New Jersey as an example of how to effectively make available naloxone, and it is no question saving lives in our state.
This time last year, the state had recorded about 2,000 drug overdose deaths. This year, the count is less than 1,500. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A nice fall weekend to get outside. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather is going to have our mix of clouds and sunshine continue for this afternoon. It is going to be very pleasant with high temps in the mid to upper 70s. Overnight, we're going to see increasing clouds and even a spotty shower, lows about 60 degrees in most of the area. And then tomorrow, some clouds gives way to sunshine. It'll be a nice afternoon for outdoor activities with temperatures ranging quite a bit in the mid to upper 70s and even some spots getting into the 80s. Sunday finishes the weekend. Sunshine, blue skies, and rough surf is expected to develop at the shore, so just bear that in mind. Highs will be in the low to mid 70s. Staying pretty steady Monday, too. It'll be breezy but pleasant with more sunshine, high temperatures in the low to mid 70s again. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, we got 73 degrees in Parsippany, 74 in South Plainfield. Manahawkin is 71. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.